The Still Game Guys. Good to see you, Greg. How are you?
I'm very good. Nice to have you.
Great to have you guys back. Last time, Ford, we spoke, it was just when the first episode of the new series was going to go out.
Yeah.
And now we've had the whole series out. What's the feedback been like?
Well, it went by so quickly. The feedback's been great. In England, too, we've got this fan base that's growing down there. The kids are liking it, too. It's just been, the feedback's been great. Everybody's loved it.
You're right, though. It just went by so quickly, didn't it?
It's annoying.
Bizarre. It just it flew in. You were just getting right into it. So what happens now?
Well, we had a read-through yesterday for the new Hydro show, which we're doing in February. We had all the cast round to my house. We had club biscuits.
Yes. Nice.
Well, what else did we have? Wagon wheels?
Yeah, you get good biscuits at Greg's.
Aye. Chocolate always covers.
Nice.
Should open a shop, call it Greg's.
Nice. You're one of these guys, Greg, that's got the tub and they're all just mixed.
Yeah. Biscuits without wrappers on and all that.
So just throw it in.
Lots of biscuit logs get contravened in my house.
So what's more fun? Is it more fun doing the live show, or is it more fun doing the film, and is there more carry on? Because I'd imagine a live stage would be a lot of carry on.
I like doing the live show.
Yeah, the live show is more like being in a group, a pop band, because you know, you've got an audience there and you're getting immediate reactions. And the other thing is that you've got to sit and wait. You've to ride out the laughter, so you'll say a funny line, hopefully, and they'll laugh, and you won't. Right, just need to wait now for a second before I say the next thing.
Uh-huh.
So that's quite an experience, but we're used to that now, of course. But we love the telly, and the great thing about telly is you make a mess, you can do it again.
Well, yeah, that's absolutely true. Whereas a live show, you can't.
Well, and we started in theatre. You know, the Still Game started in 1997 as a one act play at the Edinburgh Festival. Myself, Ford, and Paul Riley. You know, and we brought a Hoover through from Glasgow, didn't we? Our set was a carpet, a sofa. That was it. So it's nice to go from that to the stadium at the Hydro. It's kind of a bit of a mind mess.
It's nice to go for 10 people to 10,000 people.
Yeah, and then some. I mean, 10,000 a night. How many nights was it last time for?
It was 16 nights, 21 shows in all.
There
last.
You go.
So it was great. And we'd been away for 7 years. You know, 2014 will be 3 years ago by the time we come back to the Hydro this time. So we thought that was a suitable enough gap, and you know, if they enjoyed it, come back and see it again. But it's a completely different show.
So, listen, what about Series 8?
Well, fingers crossed, we're waiting to hear, but we haven't heard anything yet. But as soon as we have, we'll let you know.
You let us know and get it sorted out. Okay, stay right there, guys. I'm going to play a song. I'm going to come back, because the thing we do every day at 8:10 called the 5K Minute, where we get people on and we ask them some questions, and we've done a special Still Game version. So we've got two sets of questions, and we're hoping you guys could go up against each other.
All right.
You know, I know, Greg, you're quite competitive with the wrestling and all that.
Kidding, I love a quiz.
Yes, you do.
Ford Kiernan and Greg Hemphill with us. We could have them in and not do a special Still Game 5K Minute. So let's get this going on.
Clyde 1. 5K Minute.
Cass, who have we got playing on the 5K Still Game Minute?
We have got Ford from Denniston, and he has got superhero powers. He's got the ability to fly.
That's right.
There you go. It's a beautiful thing. Well, don't fly off just now, because we've got 10 questions here. 60 seconds on the clock. We can only take your first answer, Ford, all right?
Yeah, okay.
If you don't know pass, we'll come back to it at the end.
It's timed as well, you're saying.
Oh, it's timed. And when the buzzer goes, we've got to stop, all right?
Golly.
Are you ready? Your time starts now. Who lives on the same landing as Jack and Victor?
Isaac Drennan.
What does the Klansman temporary change its name to?
Jenny's.
What is the name of the large supermarket chain that opened in season 6 and the Bead tries to burn down?
I can't remember.
You got a pass?
A pass.
How much did Victor pay for the car in season 2?
300 quid.
What is the name of the bookie in Craig Lang?
Stevie.
What film did the whole cast start to watch in Winston's homemade TV?
Towering Inferno.
In what country does Victor's son John live in?
Johannesburg in South Africa.
What colour of car does a psychic tell Isa she's going to get run over by?
A silver car.
Which actor played the rogue bus driver in season 4?
That'd be Robbie Coltrane.
What is the name of the pastry that Pete the Jakey is said to invent?
Flaky Bake.
Oh, I can only take your first answer. Can only take your first answer. What is the name of the large supermarket chain?
That was impressive.
That wasn't
bad. What's the name of the supermarket?
I don't know, but was it the Clakey Bake?
Flaky Bake.
Flaky Bake.
Maybe you had one of those.
I don't know, that's what I want for my Christmas dinner.
It's supposed
dinner.
To be Costco, but we made a name up.
A Flaky Bake. I'm still laughing.
Flaky Bake.
Flaky Bake.
Oh, you are a Flaky Bake.
I'm a Flaky Bake.
Odd in your jumper, Flaky Bake.
Cats, how did Ford from Denniston do?
Ford, you got a 7.
7 out of 10.
Oh, that's impressive.
That's okay. That's,
I didn't expect you to do as well as that. I don't mean that disrespectfully.
Okay, well, it sounded disrespectful. We'll see how you go.
Right. It's time for round two of the 5K Minute. Who have we got playing this time, Cass?
Next up, we have Greg from Montreal, Canada. And he once used to deliver a newspaper to Marlena Dietrich.
Tell me, was she a good tipper?
She was a good tipper.
A great tipper. She used to gather all the garbage from her garden and tip it into Greg's garden.
There you Thank go. You. It was worth the wait. All right, Greg, I can only take your first answer. If you don't know, pass. When the buzzer goes at the end, we have to stop. Are you ready?
I am ready, Gio.
You got to beat 7. Your time starts now. What is the name of the block of flats that Jack and Victor live in?
Crosbury Heights.
What is Winston's second name?
Ingram.
In what year did Still Game first air?
2002.
Where did Tam meet Francis?
The library.
What drink is Big Innes not allowed to drink?
Maduri.
What is the name of the island that Jack and Victor visit for the Hugman Ace special in 2007?
Tynehulish.
What is the name of Isa's estranged husband?
Harry.
In season 3, what did Joe lose in a game of cards?
His buggy.
In the episode Who's the Daddy, who turns out to be the dad?
Peter Jakey.
For a 10, what was the nickname given to Bobby in the adult video that they find of him in season 5?
Teroy the
Daniel. There you go. Wow, so our winner is Greg.
Greg, yes, you got a 10.
Well done.
Oh, 10 out of 10.
Sorry,
Gordon.
Sorry, guys.
Honestly, I'm elated for you.
Thanks, baby.
What does he win? Listen, guys, thanks so much for swinging by. It was great seeing you.
Yeah, you
and,
too, guys.
And we're looking forward to the live show. So let me just say, it's the February date. So it starts on the 4th of February and runs right through to...
So the 15th of the minute.
Well, I say, it's that 16th here. Maybe they added an extra date while we're on air.
Well, that's why you can get a ticket.
Will be more dates added.
We'll be home on the 16th staring into our fridges full hydro.
Like a funny feeling we should be somewhere.
We're still going to be glowing 10, remember 14?
10, that's a perfect score, 10.
Best of luck with the live show, guys, and I can't wait for the next season as well. You know there's
Thank
going to be
you,
another
Gio.
One.
Thanks for having us.
Always great seeing you. Thanks for coming in.